Facing Codependence, A Journey to Self-Discovery and Healing. Introduction, The Hidden Epidemic. Codependence is a complex and often misunderstood condition that affects millions of people worldwide. As someone who has spent decades studying and treating codependence, I've come to recognize it as a hidden epidemic that silently erodes relationships, self-esteem, and overall well-being. In this book, we'll embark on a journey to uncover the roots of codependence, identify its symptoms, and explore paths to recovery. My own experience with codependence began long before I understood what it was. Like many others, I grew up in a family where dysfunctional patterns were the norm, shaping my understanding of relationships and self-worth in ways I wouldn't fully grasp until much later in life. It wasn't until I faced my own struggles and began working with others that I realized the pervasiveness of codependence and its profound impact on our lives. Part 1, Recognizing the Signs. Codependence manifests in various ways, but at its core, it's characterized by an unhealthy focus on others at the expense of oneself. Let me introduce you to Frank, a successful architect I once worked with. On the surface, Frank seemed to have it all, a thriving career, a beautiful family, and a circle of admiring friends. However, beneath this facade lay a man whose entire sense of self-worth was built on his achievements and others' approval. Frank's story is not unique. Many codependents measure their value through external factors, leading to a constant need for validation and a fear of failure. This reliance on others for self-esteem is just one of the 5 primary symptoms of codependence that I've identified through my work. 1. Difficulty experiencing appropriate levels of self-esteem. 2. Difficulty setting functional boundaries. 3. Difficulty owning and expressing one's own reality. 4. Difficulty taking care of adult needs and wants. 5. Difficulty experiencing and expressing reality moderately. As we delve deeper into these symptoms, you may find yourself nodding in recognition. Perhaps you see elements of Frank in yourself, or maybe you relate more to David, a 16-year-old I counseled who struggled with basic self-sufficiency, relying heavily on his mother for tasks most teens his age could handle independently. Part 2, The Roots of Codependence. To truly understand and address codependence, we must look at its origins. More often than not, the seeds of codependence are planted in childhood, nurtured by family dynamics that fail to provide the emotional safety and support necessary for healthy development. Consider Maureen, a senior bank officer who came to me for help. Maureen's unapproachable demeanor and emotional isolation were defense mechanisms she had developed in response to childhood neglect. Her story illustrates how early experiences shape our adult behaviors and relationships. It's crucial to understand that codependence isn't about blaming our parents or caregivers. Rather, it's about recognizing the impact of our upbringing and taking responsibility for our healing. Many of us grew up in environments where less-than-nurturing behaviors were the norm. These experiences, which I refer to as childhood abuse, can range from overt physical or emotional abuse to more subtle forms of neglect or enmeshment. Part 3, The 5 Core Symptoms in Detail. Let's explore each of the 5 core symptoms of codependence in more depth. 1. Difficulty with self-esteem. Codependents often struggle with either excessively low or inflated self-esteem. They may constantly seek validation or, conversely, present an air of superiority to mask deep-seated insecurities. 2. Boundary issues. Setting and maintaining healthy boundaries is a challenge for many codependents. Some may have no boundaries at all, while others erect impenetrable walls, swinging between extremes in their relationships. 3. Owning one's reality. Many codependents struggle to acknowledge and express their own thoughts, feelings, and needs. They may be disconnected from their inner experiences or afraid to voice them. 4. Meeting adult needs and wants. Identifying and fulfilling personal needs and wants can be particularly challenging. Codependents may be overly dependent, fiercely independent, or unaware of their needs altogether. 5. Moderation. Codependents often exhibit extreme behaviors and emotions, struggling to find balance in various aspects of their lives. These symptoms intertwine and reinforce each other, creating a complex web of behaviors and thought patterns that can be difficult to untangle without guidance and support. Part 4, the impact of codependence. The effects of codependence ripple through every aspect of life. Relationships suffer as codependents struggle with intimacy, often attracting partners who reinforce their dysfunctional patterns. Work life can be affected by perfectionism or an inability to set boundaries. Physical health may decline due to neglect of self-care or stress-related issues. Perhaps most concerning is the generational impact of codependence. Children of codependent parents often internalize these patterns, perpetuating the cycle in their own lives and relationships. Breaking this cycle requires awareness, commitment, and often professional support. Part 5, the path to recovery. Recovery from codependence is a journey of self-discovery and healing. It begins with awareness, recognizing the patterns and symptoms in your own life. This can be a challenging and sometimes painful process, but it's the first step towards change. The next step involves learning new skills and ways of relating to yourself and others. This might include developing healthy self-esteem based on intrinsic worth rather than external validation. Learning to set and maintain appropriate boundaries. Practicing self-awareness and emotional regulation. Identifying and meeting your own needs and wants. Cultivating moderation in thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. Recovery often involves working through childhood experiences and healing the wounded inner child. This process can be facilitated through therapy, support groups, or self-help resources. It's important to remember that recovery is not about perfection. It's about progress, self-compassion, and developing healthier ways of living and relating. As you embark on this journey, be patient with yourself. Healing takes time, but the rewards, improved relationships, greater self-awareness, and a more fulfilling life are well worth the effort. Conclusion: embracing a new way of living. As we conclude our exploration of codependence, I want to leave you with a message of hope. Codependence may be deeply ingrained, but it is not your destiny. With awareness, support, and commitment to your own growth, you can break free from these patterns and create a life of authenticity and fulfillment. Remember, the best gift you can give yourself and your loved ones is your own recovery. By healing yourself, you create ripples of positive change that extend far beyond your own life. You have the power to break the cycle of codependence and create a new legacy of health and wholeness for yourself and future generations. As you move forward, be kind to yourself. Celebrate your progress, no matter how small it may seem. Each step towards recovery is a step towards a more authentic, empowered you. You are worthy of love, respect, and happiness, not because of what you do or how others perceive you, but simply because you exist. Embrace this truth and let it guide you on your journey to healing and self-discovery.